In the age of church, Sky Jathani asks the reader to compare two leaders.
一个作者叫做 Sky Jathani， 这个作者呢，他写了一本书叫做《不可度量》。教会时代对灵魂事工的思考这本书，在这本书当中呢，他邀读者呢来对比两种不同的领袖。
Now, leader A lifted an entire nation in a time of despair.
第一位领袖呢，我们叫他做领袖A，他呢在一个绝望的时代呢，振奋了一个民族。
He mobilized his people against unimaginable odds with a clear vision and inspiring passion.
他呢，在一个用清晰的意象和非常有感染力的激情呢，动员了他的民族，在一个极端不可能的情况下呢，把他的民族给振奋起来。
He launched a movement that has impacted literally everyone alive today.
他发起的一场运动呢，可以说是影响到我们今天的每一个人。
For example, he set in motion an industrial and a scientific revolution that produced the first computer and the first jet airplane.
比如说呢，他启动了工业和技术的革命，在这场革命当中呢，第一台的计算机和第一架的飞机呢，被生产出来。
And that began human exploration in space.
而且呢，在那个时候呢，人类开始了对太空的探索。
And unlocked the mystery of nuclear energy.
而且呢，解开了核能的奥秘。
As a matter of fact, almost every aspect of the modern world has, in one way or another, been influenced by this man.
所以呢，我们可以说现代社会的每一个方面，在不同的方式上呢，被这个人所影响。
By the time he died at the age of only 56, everyone on the planet knew his name.
当这个人在56岁死去的时候呢，这个星球上的每一个人都认识他的名字。
And without a doubt, leader A changed the world.
毫无疑问的，这一位领袖A呢，他改变了整个世界。
Now, leader B lived during the same era.
现在呢，我们来说领袖B呢，也生活在同一个年代。
And in fact, he died just 21 days before leader A.
事实上呢，他去世的日期呢，跟这个前面所说的那一位领袖呢，是在那个领袖去世日期的前面21天。
But his life was very different.
但是呢，他的生活呢，是生命呢，是完全不一样的。
At the height of his influence, leader B ran a school with just 100 students.
就是在这个领袖B影响力最大的时候呢，他也就是开办了一所学校，学生呢就是有100个人。
He wrote a few books, but he was not widely recognized.
他也写过几本书，但是呢，并不是得到很多的关注。
He was beloved by his family and his friends, and he had a reputation for both being intelligent and faithful.
他被他的朋友和家人所爱戴，并且呢，大家认为他是一个非常聪明并且大有信心的人。
But at the time of his death, almost no one knew his name.
但是呢，当他死的时候呢，基本上没有人知道他的名字。
And most considered his life's work unfulfilled, including leader B himself.
大多数认识他的人呢，觉得他所从事的事业呢，并没有完成，包括他自己也是这么认为。
Now, given the choice, asks Jathani in his book, which leader's strategies would you rather study?
这本书的作者呢，就问大家一个问题，说这两位领袖的他们的策略，你会愿意去研究哪一位的呢？
Which leadership conference would you rather attend? The one featuring a keynote address by leader A?
如果他们两位都开办一个领袖能力的研讨会的话，你是去会去听第一位领袖所办的呢？
Or the one with a small workshop in the back of the hall led by leader B?
或者呢，你是想去参加第二位领袖在那个他房子的后院里面举行的一个小小的那个工作坊呢？
Now, if you are inspired by the world-changing effectiveness of leader A, congratulations.
如果你看中的是第一位领袖他改变世界的那个能力的话，恭喜你。
You've already seen my slide fast-forwarded, but you would have selected Adolf Hitler.
你已经看到我的幻灯片上了，那你选择的是阿道夫·希特勒。
Leader B was Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
第二位领袖呢，叫做 Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
He was the pastor who was executed by the Nazis for his relentless opposition to Hitler.
他呢，是因为他强烈的反对希特勒而被纳粹处死的。
Now some leaders, no matter how great their natural talent and ability,
有一些领导呢，不管他们的天赋的才华是多么的了不起，
no matter how persuasively they can speak,
或者是不管他们说话是怎样的，他的话语是怎么样的有说服力，
no matter how readily they can motivate and mobilize,
或者是不管他们怎么样能够激发众人，
and no matter how successfully they can organize,
或者是不管他们做事呢有多么的能干，
are not worthy to be followed because they have significant moral failings and character flaws.
这些领袖呢也不值得去跟从他，因为他们在道德上有大的缺陷和品性上的瑕疵。
Some leaders are not worthy to be followed because they have allowed sin to influence and control their thoughts and their attitudes, their words, their actions.
有一些领袖呢，我们也不值得去跟从他，因为他们允许罪来影响他们的思想、他们的行为、他们的态度和他们的行动。
Some leaders are not worthy to be followed because they have not repented and pursued sanctification.
有一些领袖呢，也不值得去追随他，因为他们并不悔改，也不追求成圣。
Now, last week, I addressed the subject of church governance and God's design for leadership in the church family.
上一周呢，我在这边呢，讲到了治理教会以及上帝对教会治理这个事情上的心意，他的设计。
If anyone is a leader in the church, or if anyone aspires to be a leader, then that person must not succumb to behaving badly.
如果有人是教会的领袖，或者是想要做教会的领袖的话呢，他就不能在行为上行事不端。
Like Leader B, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, that person must be exemplary in thoughts, attitudes, words, and actions.
就像我们刚才说到的第二位领袖，就是Dietrich Bonhoeffer, 他必须是一位在言谈、举止、态度、行为上面都是做众人的楷模的这样一个人，才可以来做领袖。
It was Lord Acton, the historian and moralist, who famously said that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
有一位叫做 Acton 的一个勋爵，他是一位历史学家，也是一位道德学家。他曾经说过一句很有名的话，就是说，权力容易使人腐败，绝对的权力绝对使人腐败。
Now the idea behind Lord Acton's comment is that as a person's power or influence increases, their moral sense often diminishes.
他这说这句话背后的意思是说，当一个人的权力和他的影响力增加的时候呢，他的道德感呢，往往是减弱，甚至减弱到消失。
Now in the church family,It is possible for leaders or aspiring leaders to become corrupted, to have their moral sense diminished.
在教会大家庭里面，在教会领袖的身上，或者是在想做教会领袖的人身上，也会有这个情况，就是他们的道德感呢消失。
And so Paul forewarns us of what constitutes diminished moral sense or bad behavior.
所以呢，保罗呢，在他的书信里面呢，预先警告了，警告大家说什么叫做失去了道德感，什么叫做不好败坏的行为。
The bad behavior that disqualifies a person.From being a leader or disqualifies a person from being considered as a potential leader.
这种败坏的行为呢，使一个人不可以再做教会的领袖，或者是不可以，甚至不可以被提名做未来的领袖。
Now it should not need to be said, but I'm going to say it nevertheless.
虽然我要说的话，下面要说的话呢，不需要讲的，但是呢，我还是要说一下。
Paul's forewarnings must be heeded by all Christians, not just leaders or aspiring leaders.
保罗的话呢，是针对所有的基督徒讲的，不光是针对领袖或者是想要做领袖的人。
Nevertheless, it is critically important that anyone who is going to lead and influence others must not give in to behaving badly.
也就是说呢，任何领袖或者是想要做领袖的人呢，都不可以行为败坏。
Today I will present an overview of 7 examples of what constitutes behaving badly.
今天呢，我就要谈到七个不同的方面，来说到什么样的行为叫做败坏的行为。
And in a future sermon, we will explore some of the things that constitute good behaviors in leaders.
在以后的讲道里面呢，我会来讲到什么样叫做好的行为。
Now today we want to take a look at Paul's letter to Timothy.
今天呢，我们要讲到保罗写给提摩太的书信。
And he highlights there some of the bad behaviors that must be avoided or confronted and corrected in people who are leaders or are aspiring to be leaders.
在这个书信里面呢，保罗提到了一些行为，就是在我们的领袖或者是想要做领袖的人身上的一些败坏的行为。这些败坏的行为呢，是应该去避免、去对付、去纠正的。
And so I will begin reading in 1 Timothy 3, the very first verse, and also project the verses in Chinese.
我们要谈到的经文呢，是提摩太前书的三章一到十三节，请读中文的会友呢，请看屏幕。
Here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. Deacons, likewise, are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. In the same way, their wives or deaconesses are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A deacon must be the husband of but one wife and must manage his children and his household well. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. Now, according to Paul,
根据保罗所说的呢，
a church leader must not be given to drunkenness, not indulging in much wine.
一个教会的领袖呢，不应该喝酒无度，或者不应该醉酒。
This warning does not forbid the use of alcohol.
这个警告呢，并不是说完全不可以喝酒。
But it does clearly say that a leader must not be addicted to it.
但是呢，却清楚地讲到呢，一个领袖呢，不可以醉酒，就是酗酒。
A leader must not consume too much alcohol. A leader must not lose control over his appetites.
一个领袖呢，不应该对他的口腹之欲呢失去控制。
Now, although these verses single out alcohol, the overriding principle is that a leader must have all of his bodily appetites under the control of a mind and a will that is under the lordship of Jesus.
虽然这里呢特别的提出来了喝酒，其实呢一个总的原则是这样子的，就是一个领袖呢不可以让他肉体的欲望呢不在他自己的思想和意志的控制的之下，而他的思想和意志呢应该是降服在主面前的。
And so, overconsumption of or addiction to such things as food, gaming, social media, videos, or drugs could be included in Scripture's pronouncement against behaving badly.
所以呢，过度的沉溺于很多其他的事情，包括说食物、赌博、社交媒体、视频、药物等等呢，都是在这一条警告之内的。
We must never lose control over our appetites.
我们不可以为了我们的口腹之欲呢失去了控制。
Now number two.
第二点。
A church leader must not be violent.
一个教会的领袖呢不可以打人。
Now, it's rather hard to imagine a church leader in the early church resorting to fisticuffs or to violence, but it must have happened on occasion.
很难想象呢，初期教会的领袖呢，他们真的是来动拳头打人的，但是呢，一定是这样发生过的。
And being violent is certainly bad behavior.
当然动手打人当然是一个不好的行为。
Now, in our day, it is sadly not uncommon for violence to be perpetrated in the privacy of homes against a spouse and children.
在我们今天这个时代呢，很令人难过的是，暴力这个东西呢，它进入到我们家庭的内部，是去对付我们的配偶或者我们孩子的。
This warning against physically violent behavior must also be applied to verbal and emotional and sexual abuse.
这个警告呢是说的是行为上的一个暴力，但是呢也是适用于言语上的暴力，或者是感情上的暴力，或者是性方面的暴力。
These behaviors must have no place in anyone's life, let alone the life of someone who is or who is aspiring to be a leader in the church.
这种行为呢，在任何一个人的生活里面都不应该存在，更不要说在一个教会的领袖，或者是想要在教会做领袖的人身上，绝不应该有这样的行为。
Now the third thing that Paul says is that a church leader must not be quarrelsome.
第三点呢，保罗提到说，一个教会的领袖呢，不应该是好争竞的。
This negative trait is not against having disagreements or debates with others.
这并不是说呢，一个人不可以和别人有不同的观点，或者是跟别人有一个辩论。
This negative trait is not about proclaiming and vigorously defending God's truth.
这一点呢，也不是说一个人不可以去很强有力的去捍卫上帝的真理。
So what does it mean to be quarrelsome?
那好争竞是什么意思呢？
Someone who is quarrelsome is someone who has made up his mind and is not willing to consider, let alone admit, that they might be wrong.
好争竞呢，意思就是说一个人呢，他已经他固执己见，已经下定决心了，不去听从别人的，更不去考虑他自己有可能错了。
Such a person is arrogant and stubborn and unreasonable.
这样一个人呢，他是一般是很傲慢的，很固执，而且呢不讲道理。
Such a person is not open to calm dialogue or personal reflection.
这种人呢，他一般也不愿意和别人有一个平静的沟通，或者是做一个个人的反思。
Such a person is inflexible, often believing that anyone who questions his conclusions must be ignorant or unspiritual or out of the will of God.
这样一个人呢，他是很强硬的。常常相信呢，如果任何人质疑他自己的观点的话呢，那这些人一定是很无知的，或者是不属灵，或者是反对神的。
Such a person does not welcome disagreement and especially does not welcome correction.
这种人呢，他容不得不同的意见，更容不得别人来指正他。
Their way, their interpretation or their quote-unquote truth must be relentlessly defended and promoted.
所以呢，他们认为他们必须要去非常强硬的去捍卫，去高举他们自己的方法，他们所做的诠释，或者是他们所谓他们所掌握的真理。
Now such an ungentle and unteachable spirit is bad and unacceptable.
这样一种不温和的、不受教的灵呢，是很糟糕的，是不可以接受的。
Now, number four, a church leader must not be a lover of money or pursue dishonest gain.
第四点呢，说到教会的领袖呢，不可以贪财，不可以谋取不义之财。
This bad behavior does not mean that a church leader cannot be a successful businessman or entrepreneur.
这并不是说一个教会的领袖呢不可以是一个成功的商人或者企业家。
It does not mean that he or she cannot be wealthy.
也不是说呢这个人呢不可以富足，不可以富有。
It does not mean that a leader should not receive generous remuneration.
也不是说呢，这个人呢不可以接受慷慨的报酬。
It simply means that a church leader must not set wealth as a high priority in his or her life.
这句话呢，意思指的仅仅是，一个教会的领袖呢，不应该把谋取财物作为他生活的最高的一个目标。
And especially must not engage in any dishonest actions to gain wealth.
特别呢，不可以去参与不诚实的一些活动来获取财富。
A person who breaks the law or takes financial advantage of others.
如果一个人他违反律法，或者是在金钱上占别人的便宜的话。
A person who hoards rather than being generous.
如果一个人囤积财富而不去帮补别人的话。
A person who lives beyond his means and incurs burdensome debt.
如果一个人挥霍无度，招致债务的话。
A person who does not help the poor.
如果一个人不去帮助穷人。
A person who does not tithe.
如果一个人不做十一奉献。
A person who does not yield control of all that he has over to the will and the use of God.
如果一个人不把自己所有的放到主的面前来任主使用的话。
That is a person who is behaving badly and should not be a leader unless he repents and reforms his lifestyle.
这个人呢就是行为败坏的人。那这个人呢他不应该做领袖，除非他改过自新。
Number five, a church leader must not be a poor manager of his family.
第五点呢，一个教会的领袖呢，不应该管理不好自己的家庭。
How can someone know if he or another person is a poor manager of his family?
别人怎么知道一个人能不能管理好他自己的家庭呢？
The number one telltale sign is that his children are disobedient.
第一条的最明显的一条呢，就是他的孩子呢不听话，不受教。
Now this does not mean that his children must be perfect.
并不是说呢，他的孩子呢必须要是完美的。
It does not mean that they must always obey.
也不是说他的孩子呢必须要随时都听话，随时都顺从的。
But it does mean that if he has children.Who are known or observed to be too often disobedient or unruly?
如果但是呢，如果一个人的孩子，别人观察到这个孩子常常是悖逆、不服管教的。
It does mean that if his children do not show respect to their parents in attitudes and speech and behavior.
如果一个孩子被观察到说他在行为态度、举止上不尊重家长。
It does mean that if the children do not show respect to others in society,
也不尊重家人的话，也不尊重别人的话，
then the parent is a poor manager.
那这个家长呢，就是一个不是一个好的家长，不是一个好的家庭的管理者。
Now in Titus chapter 1 verse 6, Paul describes poor management as having children who are wild.
在提多书的第一章第六节里面呢，保罗提到那个不听管教的孩子叫做是放荡不受约束不服约束的孩子。
And children are often wild because they have been tyrannized or crushed by a harsh parent.
一个孩子如果他变成不受管教不服约束的话呢，常常是因为一个过于严厉的父母呢对他很粗暴的对待他。
And so a good manager controls or tames his children in an honorable, respectful, dignified, and loving way.
一个好的家长呢，管束或者是驯化他的孩子呢，是用一种高尚的、尊重孩子的一种有尊严、一种爱的方式去管教孩子。
If you provoke and exasperate your children, you are being a poor manager.
如果你惹孩子的气，去激怒他们，那你就不是一个好的家长。
Let me further suggest that if a parent is not leading the way in having family devotions,
如果一个家长并不去带领家庭的一个敬拜、家庭的一个祈祷。
Is not teaching biblical principles.
也不教导他的孩子圣经的原则。
Is not exhibiting and encouraging godly behaviors.
他自己也没有敬虔的行为，或者也不鼓励这样的行为的话。
Then that parent is failing to be a good manager and is disqualified from managing or leading in the church.
那这个人呢，他就不是一个好的家长，他也就没有资格做教会的领袖。
Now there is one note of compassion that needs to be expressed on this qualification.
在这一点上呢，有一个点呢需要注意一下。
It seems that the scriptures are speaking about management of children while they are living at home under the care and supervision of a parent.
这节经文讲的应该是孩子还在家庭里面，在父母的看顾和监督之下的时候。
A parent may have managed his home in a good and godly way.
一个家长呢，可能他经营他的家庭呢，是用一种很敬虔的方式来经营的。
But maybe when a child becomes an adult and leaves the care and the supervision of a parent, the child changes.
也许呢，一位孩子他离开家庭，离开父母的看顾和监督以后呢，他就变了。
He may choose to rebel against God or spurn the church or leave the faith.
这个孩子呢，也许他就选择说背逆神，离开教会，也抛弃信仰。
Well, an adult child is responsible for his or her own choice.
一个成年了的孩子呢，他应该对他自己的选择负责任的。
Their choice.To be wild, to disobey, to rebel does not at that point automatically disqualify a parent from being a leader in the church.
这位成年的孩子如果他选择要过一个放荡不受约束一个违反背逆神的生活的话呢，这一点呢，他并不能影响他的父母在教会里面做领袖的职任。
And now number six, a church leader must not be conceited.
第六点呢，是讲到教会的领袖呢，不应该自高自大。
Probably the most subtle of all temptations and the most destructive of all sins is pride.
骄傲呢，也可以说是最隐蔽的，也是破坏性最大的一种诱惑，一个罪。
Now, Paul happens to highlight at this point new converts because.They may not know their own hearts well, or they may not know the craftiness of the devil.
保罗在这里特别的提到初入教的人，是因为初入教的人呢，他们对自己的心，对魔鬼的诡计呢，还不是那么了解。
And as a result, pride or conceit may enter to corrupt them if they are given honor or authority or recognition too soon.
所以这样初入教的人，如果他们很快地得到尊荣、权柄和赞赏的话呢，他们可能就会被骄傲所绊倒。
However, it is just as possible.For people who have been Christians for a very long time to be overcome with pride or conceit.
然而信教很久的基督徒呢也容易在骄傲的事情上跌倒。
Because they know a lot about the Bible.
因为他们很熟悉圣经。
Or they have developed the habit of praying.
他们也有祷告的习惯。
Or they are well practiced in Christian behavior.
他们也有一整套的基督徒的行为举止。
They may become more reliant upon themselves and more confident in their own abilities.
他们也许呢就变得过于依靠他们自己，依靠他们自己的能力。
Pride is one's self. Pride in oneself, it sidelines God's influence.
如果一个人自高自大的话呢，他们就不会把神的主权呢放在眼里了。
Pride in your knowledge and your abilities sidelines God's influence.
你对你自己的知识，你自己的能力自高自大的话呢，你就不把神的主权放在眼里了。
Well, that pride or that conceit will have ruinous consequences.
这种骄傲的品性呢，会有一个非常破坏性的结果。
Pride elevates self-interest over the interests of others.
骄傲呢，使人把自己的利益呢放了高于别人的利益
，and over the interests of God，
也放于高于神，放在高于神的利益之上。
Church leaders must always be humble, and they must submit to Jesus, who is the head of the church.
教会的领袖呢，应该总是谦卑的，他们应该顺服主耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督是他们的权威，是教会的头。
And then finally, number seven, a church leader must not be a malicious talker.
第七点呢，讲到教会的领袖呢，不应该说谗言。
Titus chapter 1 verse 7 speaks against being overbearing and quick-tempered.
在提多书的第一章的第七节里面呢，讲到不应该专横和暴躁。
A malicious talker is a person who gossips and slanders.
说谗言的人呢，就是散布闲言闲语，诽谤别人，毁谤别人的人。
This person cannot keep confidences and shares information with people who have no need or no right to know.
这种人呢，他不能保守秘密，向不需要知道或没有权利知道某些事情的人呢，去散布消息。
A malicious talker is a person who uses speech to divide people.
这种人呢，他们用他们话语呢离间众人
or to hurt people,
或者是伤害众人
or to bring mistrust and disrepute upon people,
或者是在众人当中呢带来一些不信任或者是一些分裂。
A malicious talker is often a person who is angry or jealous or bitter.
这种说谗言的人呢，他们一般是他们自己本来就是愤怒的，或者是嫉妒，或者是怨恨的。
And so to compensate for their own wounded feelings or their flawed character, they spread rumors or innuendos or criticisms or lies about others.
所以呢，为了让他们自己的感觉感受好一点呢，他们就会。他们有缺点的品性和他们受伤的感觉，他们想让自己好受一点呢，他们就会去说谣言、影射或者是批评，说谎言。
Such a person uses his words to create suspicion and mistrust.
这种人呢，使用语言呢，去形成一些怀疑，造成一些不信任。
To tear down and destroy rather than to build up and heal.
他们呢在拆毁和毁坏而不是在建造。
Behaviors such as speaking lies and slanders.
像这种说谎话说诽谤别人的话。
Uttering invectives.
或者是说辱骂人的话。
Sending nasty or malicious emails.
或者是发出去一些恶意的电子邮件。
Gossiping,
闲言闲语
，employing harsh or inflammatory words,
用那种粗鲁或者煽动性的语言
，being mean or hurtful,
或者是说刻薄伤人的话
，rather than being calm, reflective, gentle, and patient, reveals a tongue that is out of control and is bad behavior.
而不是平静的常常反思的很温和很耐心的这些品性呢就揭示了一个人在口舌上没有管制。
Now anyone using malicious talk, anyone who cannot control his tongue is not qualified to be a leader in the church family.
任何人如果说目的是在伤害别人的话或者是他不能制服他的口舌的话这种人呢就没有资格做教会的领袖。
Now to conclude this message, we should now ask, are our leaders perfect?
在总结这一篇我讲到的时候呢，我们就会问了，那我们的领袖是不是完美的呢？
Are our deacons or our elders perfect?
是不是我们的执事和长老是完美的呢？
Now we may wish that they were, but I know that they are not.
我们当然希望他们是完美的，但是呢他们不完美。
Sometimes we behave badly.
有时候呢，我们自己的行为也很败坏。
Sometimes prospective leaders behave badly.
有些时候呢，想做教会领袖的人，他们的行为也很败坏。
Now, if leaders had to be perfect, there would be no leaders in any church, and God's design for the church would fall to pieces.
如果教会的领袖都是完美的话，那没有一间教会有领袖了。那神在教会的心意呢，就要落空了。
Now please recognize that the imperfections and the mistakes and the bad behaviors of leaders, although they're serious, they do not always negate their necessity or their role in the church family.
但是呢请注意领袖们不完美他们犯错甚至他们行为败坏即使有时候是很严重的并不能取消他们在教会里面的角色。
One leader may fail in one area.
一个领袖呢可能在一个方面呢跌倒。
Another leader may fail in a different area.
另外一个领袖呢可能在另外一个领域里面呢跌倒。
But all leaders,All prospective leaders must be quick to repent.
但是呢，所有的领袖和想做领袖的人，他们必须要快快的悔改。
And they must be determined to stay on the course of working out their salvation with fear and trembling.
他们必须要定义，要持守，要恐惧战惊的做成他们得救的功夫。
And they must keep becoming more and more like Jesus.
他们必须要越来越像耶稣基督。
And if they are not doing this, then they should not become or remain leaders.
如果他们不是这样做的话，他们不应该成为或者是继续做教会的领袖。
But if they are doing this, imperfect as they are, God will accept and He will be pleased.With their leadership.
如果他们悔改的话呢，虽然他们不完美，但是神仍然会接受他们的领袖的职分，并且呢，喜悦他们领袖的职分。
Now to honor and obey God's design for church family leadership.
为了遵从和顺服神对教会领导的心意。
And to help our leaders and prospective leaders behave with excellence.
也为了帮助我们的教会领袖和想做教会领袖的人，让他们行为无可指摘。
Let me offer to you some practical instructions.
让我来给大家提几点建议。
Number one, challenge a church leader when you observe a pattern of sinful attitudes or behavior.
第一，如果你观察到一系列的有罪的行为和态度的话呢，就去指出，就去挑战这位领袖。
Follow the directions given in Matthew chapter 18.
照着马太福音第十八章所教导的去行。
Now in a later sermon, we're going to teach about this and other scriptures and what they have to say on things such as correction and rebuke and discipline and excommunication.
在以后的讲道里面我们会特别的讲到这一章的经文以及其他的经文是关于纠正指责训责和开除教会等等事项的。
Now, we all sin.
我们每一个人都会犯罪。
But when there is a pattern of unrepentant sinning, then it must be challenged.
但是呢，如果是一贯一再的犯罪并不悔改的话呢，这个事情就必须要去对付了。
And so where there is unrepentant sinning, whether in a leader or another Christian, you need to challenge that person.
如果有这种并不悔改的一再的犯罪呢，不管他是教会的领袖或者是不是领袖，都应该去面对，都要应该去挑战他。
Number two, consult a church leader when you disagree or need clarification.
如果你有什么不同意的或者是不清楚的事项的话呢，请去请教一位教会的领袖。
You need to remember that things such as gossip, backbiting, slander, collusion, dissensions, factions, being inconsiderate, these are all sins.
请记住所有的事情，比如说背后闲言闲语，或者是背后说别人的坏话，诽谤，串通，争议，派系和不原谅他人，这一些都是罪。
So you can avoid sinning by adopting these following practices.
如果你照着现在屏幕上出来的这几点去做的话呢，就可以避免犯这些罪。
If you have a problem with meCome to me privately.
如果你对我有意见的话呢，私下来找我。
If I have a problem with you, I'll come to you privately.
如果我对你有意见的话呢，我会去私下去找你。
If someone has a problem with me and comes to you, send them to me.
如果有人对我有意见，但是呢去找你的话呢，你就叫他们来找我。
And if someone will not come to me, you say, let's go to him together. I am sure he will see us about this.
如果那个人不愿意来找我的话呢，你就对他讲，走，我们一起去找他，他一定会跟我们谈这个事情的。
It's time to stop the gossiping and the backbiting and all of our little parking lot meetings. Go to the person specifically.
现在是时候来停止所有的那些闲言闲语或者是背后说坏话的事情。我们应该直接去找那个人。
Okay, number three, pray for our church leaders.
第三点呢，就是请大家为我们的教会领袖祷告。
Number four, pray for our potential church leaders.
第四点，为我们想要做教会领袖的人来祷告。
Number five, strengthen our church leaders with words of encouragement and gratitude.
第五点是坚固我们的教会领导，对他们说一些感谢和鼓励的话。
Saying thank you or I appreciate your service will rejuvenate our leaders.
你去对教会领袖说谢谢你，或者是我很感谢你的服事，这些话呢可以让他们恢复活力。
Any disparaging, nitpicking, unkind or graceless words must be eliminated from our vocabularies.
任何贬低、吹毛求疵、不友好、粗鲁的语言呢，都应该从我们嘴巴里面呢让它完全消失。
Leaders can wither for lack of any kindness or encouragement.
领袖们呢，如果没有仁慈或者鼓励的话呢，他们可能会变得消沉的。
Now, yes, you are right. They serve to receive God's well done, good and faithful servant in eternity.
对的，他们侍奉神呢，是为了得着上帝在永恒里面对他们称赞他们说干得好，忠心又善良良善的仆人那样的赞许。
But God also commands us to bless our leaders now, and He commands us in Hebrews 13, verse 17, to make their work a joy, not a burden.
但是呢，神也要求我们现在就祝福我们的领袖。在希伯来书第十三章十七节说到，使他们的侍奉呢有快乐，不致忧愁。
Finally, assist our church leaders.
最后一点呢，就是去帮助我们的教会领袖。
Determined to use your natural talents and your supernatural spiritual gifts.
使用你的天赋的才华，或者是你属灵的恩赐。
In Ephesians 4, Paul tells us that everyone must do their part in the church family.
在以弗所书的第四章，保罗告诉我们说，每个人在教会里面呢，都应该做他们该做的份。
Do your part so that we grow and are built up in love.
大家都做他自己该做的份，那我们就在爱里能够建立起来。
Now, if all of you will follow these instructions,
如果你遵从这些准则的话，
and if leaders and prospective leaders will conform their lives to the teachings of Scripture,
如果我们的教会或者我们教会的领袖或者是想要做领袖的人，他们的生命都是遵从圣经的教导的话，
then we cannot help but grow in health and maturity.
我们教会就必然会健康的成长成熟，
in unity and harmony.
同心合一的
For the glory and praise of our God and Savior.
我们就可以归荣耀和赞美给我们的神和救主。
Now we're going to move into a celebration around Holy Communion.
我们接下来呢是要领圣餐。
And I invite Pastor Samson to come and